This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckers my god thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them as fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up. Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Outer Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me.
The Monday, August 14th edition of Talking Heads on and popping, your boy Naughty Any Company, right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And I hope you had a good weekend. And a couple of things, everybody who came out and represented Saturday night to the Paragon Events Comedy Show, Major Hype. Listen, man, off the chain. Big up the Breezes. Big up the Paragon Events. Yeah, man. Big up the Sound Investments. Did that thing, man. Off the chain, sound and lighting. It was all good, man. All good. And everybody who came out and represented, man, I'm glad y'all came out. Glad y'all battled the rain. And y'all obviously were in store for a good show from start to finish. So, you know, big y'all up for coming out and supporting live comedy. And we back here on a Monday. Back to the bump and grind. Because all work and no play makes you a dull person. And all play and no work makes you broke. And that is real. So we got to get back to work. So I'm here in the chair. I have no fear. The phone lines are open. Roscoe normally chimes in. Roscoe Thompson normally chimes in on a Monday from Abaco, but he's traveling today. All right. He'll be in town next week, so he'll be in studio live with us. All right. But nonetheless, always appreciate his contributions. But, you know, in lieu of Abaco today, we'll open up the phones because we got a lot to talk about. You see the ish that hit the fan on Friday going into the weekend? Boy, look here. Release it on the weekend when nobody paying attention. Sorry. This is 2023. The internet and social media don't allow you to do it like that anymore. So we got to talk. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Here in New Providence. Toll free. Abaco, Grand Bahama, any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, I got your trivia lined up. And Mr. Producer, you know, this might be the last week of summer because I hear some schools going back in already. I know one starting next week. I got him out of the house. Yeah, buddy. Back to school. The refrigerator is mine again. Yeah. So I guess these the last couple of weeks of just us. And then we got the kids back in the car. That's all right. They're on the internet. They know what we're talking about. All right. So here's your trivia. Recent survey of 50 Bahamian couples. Survey revealed that 17% said their breakups can directly be traced to this. What is it? Now remember, it's a small percentage. Okay? So, got to think about it. But yeah, I saw this one. I was like, boy, I'm blessed. I don't have this situation. I don't have this problem. Anywho, anyhow. No, not social media, not cheating. All right. So while y'all work on that, I'm going to work on this. And of course, you know, when I say this, you know what I'm talking about. The headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations, Tarpon Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And, of course, you can check out all the new arrivals simply by logging on to finethreads.com. That's finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And this is what we got to talk about. Big headline, Parliament prorogued. New session begins October 4th. You would think they might have heard about the rumblings of that march that was growing off this show there, Mr. Producer? You know, the peaceful protest, they might have heard the rumblings that was emanating from here and out in a couple other small places. They're now gotten you really, really big. Yeah. I wonder. AG says unfinished bills will be brought back. Okay. Why don't you adjust and amend some of those unfinished bills, i.e. the marijuana bill? Get that correct before you present it, because it's full of flaws right now. Pintard PM cannot escape his record of failure. SPF remanded to jail following witness tampering claims. Dum, dun, 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 dun. The plot thickens. Connect the dots, keep your eye on all what's unfolding. All, ironically, at the same time. Wouldn't you notice that, Mr. Producer? Boy, look here. Department of Immigration following the law on citizenship grants, government says. And that's just the front page. On the Nassau Guardian, News and Views in Madison's 1844. Boy, you all hot today, boy. All right, let me see. Yeah. Boom. We got a winner today, people. I like it. There you go. In-laws. 17% of breakups are caused by in-laws. That means multiple. Either side. In-laws. All right? So, boom. We got that out of the way. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You got your Dunkin' coupons. You got your KFC coupons. You got your lunch and dinner, your choice from Naughty Johnny's, and your Joker's Wild Party Passes. Boom. You hooked up. All you got to do... send me your info, and we'll be good to go. All right? All right. Now, let's slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you, they're the authorized distributor for Chefwork Chefwear, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carry chef jackets, pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary Tools to make for a better chef. All of this available for you at John's Care, Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. Both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And don't forget that John's serving you is a pleasure. All right. So what you guys buzzing on? Let me know. Parliament prorogued. Why do y'all think Parliament was prorogued? Y'all tell me. You tell me. Now see? See how young this go? It was always be. All right. There's one. And guess what? I don't have time for long talking today, Texter. I see that it is a tie. So send me your info. Boom. So I got 2 minutes today. Both hit it in at the same time. Naughty, they don't want to answer the questions. I guess you're friends with the government. Okay, yeah, I'm the Perogan of the house. Okay. Well, I know my in-laws love me. They love me. And my late mother, Lord bless the dad, she loved my wife MJ to pieces. Sometimes more than me. She used to beat me up for MJ. Sometimes, yes. So, I'm blessed. But like I said, other people, I've heard horror stories. Like Chucky, Jason, Freddy Krueger, horror stories. Okay? All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, buddy? What you buzzing on today, man?
Man, I'm buzzing on them in-laws, buddy. You think you got the greatest in-laws? I got the greatest in-laws, buddy.
Sound like you trying to get out of problems with your mother-in-law. That's why you calling the show.
No, buddy, my mother-in-law passed away. Well, my mother-in-law passed away.
Okay.
My mother-in-law always took my side.
Okay.
Always. And my mother always took the wife's side as long as I'm wrong.
I believe your mother-in-law, Lord bless her dad, she just took your side so you'd be quiet.
No, buddy. I would like to tell you a story, but I can't tell you that on the radio because...
Yeah, tell me off air when you see me. Sound like I got a... Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, buddy. Take it easy, man.
You too, brother. Be safe.
You too. All right.
It's always good to hear from people who got the cool in-laws, though. Really. Because, I've heard a horror story. Many a night in the back of Joker's Wild, I have heard horror stories. I remember one time... My dear friend, the late Spanky Brown, God bless him. Oh, boy, we miss Spanky in the business. Spanky said he didn't like his mother-in-law so much. He already had it planned. When she passed away, he went to the funeral with an ice cream cake, balloons, a marching band, a circus clown to make balloon animals. He was partying. He's going to bring a DJ. Yeah, boy, Spanky was going to attack. Whee! Oh, Lord. Life goes by so fast. Hey, Naughty, I agree. The PM is avoiding your march in September. Well, then there's always October or November. You got to go back sometime. You know? But listen, I think it's a multitude of contributing factors as to why we are here at this juncture. Because I don't remember the house having to be prorogued for you to go on vacation. You just shut it down, say we're going on vacation, we could be back. Now, maybe, like, you know, the allegations are swirling out there. Allegedly a shuffle coming, maybe. That shuffling. Who's coming, who's going, who's staying, who's no longer playing. And then, of course, from those rumblings and allegations, we have other rumors and innuendos and allegations. And you know, with the streets, with this inevitably smoke, there's eventually fire. But I hear allegedly, you know, some of these young MPs don't want to be moved. They give them a little backlash to the chief. So we'll see. Oh, Lord. Naughty, don't leak no government information. They sending you to prison. Why? Why are they sending you to prison? Were they sending whistleblowers to prison? Did I miss something today? I had a lot going on. Did I miss that? Somebody send me that article. Send me that link. Send me that whatever, please. I missed that one. Oh, yeah? You want to send me the... Give me a whistle. Hey, hold on. What if you blow the yellow rape whistle that the prime minister told people to blow? Will they send you to jail for blowing that whistle? I know. I am talented. I know. It's a gift. I don't own it. I only do with it to give my gift back and return to God with it. But yeah, that's the whistle. What if I blow that whistle? What if I blow the whistle to PM, give me the blow for crime? The crime whistle. They can send me to jail for that? So what if we don't call it the whistle blow? What if we call it the... You remember that? Back in the day? Coo-coo! Hit him with that. The coo-coo crowboy, when you're coo-coo, we whistle blow it. I thought there was laws enacted around the civilized world to protect the whistleblower, or am I mistaken? Boy, Texter, look here. Send me the link. Naughty, the shuffle will be good, but some got to go. I agree. Naughty, good afternoon. Mr. Pintar was beating bread them so bad, they had no choice but to shut the house down and start again. You might be right. Let them know we ain't gonna forget what they did and is doing to us. Immigration taxes and a mountain of shady deals. Boy, look here. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
GNN, what's going on, man? Hey, GNN, since I can't blow no more whistle, even the one the Prime Minister gave me for crime, and you have old school. Bring the crew. Come running.
Man, if you blow that kind of whistle, grab me, I'll send you to jail too. Yeah, man, that's out.
Yeah, man, you know, I may not have on no hat that day to throw in the air, and I may not have no white foliage. I might have to go old school and discuss that. When you're all in that, I'm running.
Yeah, listen, buddy, all y'all missing was kind of with the prorogue in the house and all that,
no,
right?
No. I wouldn't know if y'all get it. You don't know. I said yay or nay if I get it or what. I ain't tipped my hand yet, but go ahead. Tell me what you got.
Okay. One mistake Brave them didn't look at is that there are some real, authentic PLPs out there who don't like what is going on. One of them happens to be the newly elected Governor General, Cynthia Mother Pratt. And she is a staunch PA Progressive Liberal Party member and supporter.
So this is what you know?
This is it. She ain't going to take that office with all that foolishness going on in the Brave Davis administration. So she probably then pulled Brave by his ass and tell him, I can take this position, but you need to sort this party out. This thing needs to sort it because and the reason why I say that, Mother Pratt is a very upstanding lady. And she made one mistake in her political career, and she don't want to go back there. She made a fundamental error, which haunts her up to this date. I wouldn't go into the details when she was in the first time. And she don't want that kind of scandal or nothing like that on her name. So Brave got to sort that party out and get that right.
And I know you have the air to the ground, man. Get a news.
That's right. I'm on the ground. I can't get my giant there.
All right. Yeah.
And you be careful blowing that missile because it's a $10,000 fine or 5 years.
What? For whistle blowing?
Yeah.
But that's oxymoronic, man. Under doors arrest around the world, as for to protect the whistleblowers so that you can't have accountability and transparency in governance?
The only place you will have protection for that whistleblower is if you start up on your comedian stage and you blow the whistle there.
Well, heck, we may have a show then.
Exactly. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, be safe, brother. All right, okay. Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break, man. Flip side of the break. We'll be back. Continue the conversation right here on the Monday, August 14th edition. Caller, I see you. I'll call right back. I'll pick you up right on the flip side of the break, all right? As the Monday, August 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidents.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidents.com for more information. That's BahamasResidents.com.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
at you on the Monday, August 14th edition of Talking Heads. And let's go back to the phone line. Phone line. Call me back. I know I said call me back after the break. Just hit me back, waiting for your call back, and we'll chop it up. Naughty, I know Anton isn't far from calling in. Listen, why y'all just carry on like that with Anton? If you want to hear from Anton, just text and say, Anton, call in. We want to hear from you. You know, I'm like Switzerland here, man. I open up the lines to anybody. You talk to anybody. Anybody, anytime. Except for those on the list, as dictated by management. Y'all ain't gonna touch none of my paycheck, however you could call me. So if y'all on that list, that's y'all. Can't do nothing for you, man, in the words of Flavor Flav. But yeah. Let me know how you feel about the house being prorogued. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All right.
Hey.
Hey.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah, we sitting all the Papa here.
Hey, what's going on, Papa?
Everything cool. Hey, I was saying to myself, I don't know if you was able to hear, I don't think they played on the news, but it's a WhatsApp going around with Fred Mitchell talking this morning about the prorogue in the parliament.
You'll have to break it down for me, Papa, because I don't listen to his voice notes.
Continuing to call the COI members and people calling the COI idiots, and I think he says something about the Free National Movement or opposition.
But see, that's the problem Mr. Mitchell could give, but he can't take. That's the whole thing. But
saying,
when people start to throw those
to
insults or jokes at him, like how he likes to give out, and then he likes to play victim.
Yeah, that's what I observe about him, and he's telling us to get the popcorn, so we popcorn. We saving our popcorn for FTX. The prime minister, he and none of the cabinet minister, none of his people, them is involved with that. So we saving our popcorn to see if we can eat our popcorn when this case starts in October.
So let's see when it happens.
Yeah. Naughty, I don't know if you can touch it on the sports spot or what, but I mean, and use a sports guy, and Greg Burrows and his son, them, sound like they get fouled of baseball.
No, but I got some correspondence from them personally as well today, and from Babe Ruth Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
So we'll probably
hold on. One second before you go. You saying things change? It ain't gonna be the way it is.
No. I'll just break down the whole side of it. You know, there's the local portion of it, then there's the international portion of it.
Okay, so what we're hearing so far is kind of like embarrassing, and we know Greg Burrows. You know, he contributed to this country. He still have a lot to offer. And to be barred for five years.
And that comes down from the Bahamas Baseball Association. That's who issued that suspension. But tune in at 5 o'clock when we talk about it, and you'll get the full scope.
Okay, I'll call back if I have a question then.
Yeah, man. But Papa, always good to hear from you, man. But like
keep
I said,
good work, Naughty.
Time's red. All over, Papa. All over. And ain't just you. Everybody talking it. Let's go to the other callers. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, guy. What's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Brayman?
We need justice law in this country.
Yes, we
What's going on? Got to stop. Urban renewal, got to stop repairing houses where people are squatting and causing a lot of problems for the neighbors and the police on Spence Street.
Okay.
Take good care, buddy.
All right. Now Bremen, that you said they're repairing houses and these people are in these houses. The former government, right?
The former government was in... What was in the house, right?
Right.
Repair this house with those people. What given me a bunch of problems. And they don't have any papers for the house. They're just squatting. Okay? Now, anybody else, the urban renewal, would ask them for the paper for the land. You see my point?
Got your point.
They hadn't done that. And that's causing a bunch of problems. Given those people, the prerogative to think that they own the neighborhood. It causes me and the police a lot of problem. Then the police need to look into that.
But if it's causing the police a problem, then it needs to be addressed more expeditiously.
Yes, man.
Even more so. I mean, even more importantly now. Not that when you address it is not important, but even more so now.
Say that again.
I said it. Not that when you address it, it's not important. But now that law enforcement is being affected by it, then it really needs to be addressed.
Yes, and I don't see why they're taking so long to address it.
Anyway, don't bust no corner, nobody, Brayman.
take good care, Naughty. Naughty, you know, too much good people know me, and I don't want to dirty my face, and I don't want to dirty my name.
There you go.
But, you know, sometimes people just make you angry.
Angry as heck. I got you, man. Sometimes you just got to breathe and pray.
You're right.
All right, my brother. Be safe, man. Always glad to hear from you, man, Brayman. Take
care. Yeah, well, thank you. Well, I'll be listening, you know. I'll be listening.
I know you go, man. You always got your ears open.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
All right, brother. Be safe.
Blessing.
Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
My good brother, Naughty. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
It's your number one chief.
Hey, what's going on, Big Chief?
Listen, I just getting back in town, and I know everybody freaking out about what's happening and this and that and who... The boys, them, people out there embarrassing the country. I just came to give you a good report, brother. The Bahamas cleaned up at the Caribbean Association of Pharmacy.
Okay.
Think it. Cleaned up. We got Delton Bain. Everybody know Doc's Pharmacy up in Ron Robinson Road.
Right.
Delton was now the second vice president for the Caribbean Association.
Okay.
Shantia Hill McBride, who's the president for the Bahamas Pharmacy Association, is now the third vice president for the Caribbean. We took the top three awards at CAP. We took 7 of the 15 awards at the award ceremony. Dental major, all-time pharmacist.
You're getting on that?
Is now the newest lifetime honorary member of CAP. All right? There's 3 of them. They're Pedro Roberts, Larry Higgs, and him. Lifetime the lifetime honorary award. Rochelle Bastian won Caribbean Pharmacist of the Year. Okay? Caribbean Pharmacist of the Year. We had one-on-one pharmacy. We've been in for community pharmacy. Quality care pharmacy. That's Philip Gray over Paradise Island. One is the most innovative pharmacy in the Caribbean. On the Innovation Award, we had the Bahamas Pharmacy Council won the Regulatory Award for the Caribbean for getting these exams done, getting these people taken care of. We had Robert Sands, who was a nominee. He was second runner-up for the Pioneers Award. Robert Sands, he's now the council chair also. And I walked off with 2 awards, man. I walked off with the second highest award to CAP years, and I also won the President's Award. We cleaned up. So, you know, a lot of times we see all the negative news out there and everything else, but some people are out there making the country look good. I was really proud to be a Bahamian. At that meeting, we did wonderful things, absolutely wonderful.
That's
things.
Good to hear, man.
Really well.
And I'm glad you chimed in and let me know, man.
Yeah.
Brought me up to snuff.
Yeah, you know, and that's for this parole stuff and everything. This is all games, man. This is all trying to change the narrative. You know, you got to worry about who granting citizenship, a funeral, who getting hauled to the courts for rape, and all these other things and everything else. So you give people something new to talk about. You know, the next thing you can see is something else pop up and everything else. It is what it is. It's political games. And I mean, you know, one party just as bad as the next when it comes to doing that kind of stuff. They just do it on different ways and different levels. So it is what it is. You know, I don't really. There's no heat to that smoke. You understand?
Yeah.
That? So other than that, you know, just.
I'm just glad to know that we took the top 3 spots, and I'm glad to know that we're still respected in the global community. Unlike in other global communities, we're a little frowned upon sometimes, but it's good to know we're highly respected still.
Well, and like Papa said, I mean, he's aptly named for this. Get your popcorn ready. That FTX trial
could be a movie, like the young people say. It could be a movie.
This boy didn't drop a bunch of charges, which means he talking. He talking, okay? So,
Canary. You
know, listen, used to be one song by Tribe Called Quest back in the day called Lyrics to Go.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right.
He got Lyrics to Go. Now, the old school fellas don't know what they talking about. These new cats don't understand.
Yeah. You can go ask me, go pull up that soundtrack later on and listen to that. Just
check it out. Check it out, boy. Listen. But when you see Sam talk, he can sing. It's going to be some real slow singing and coffin bringing. It's going to be happening
up
in this town. So, you know,
That's kind of been predetermined there, man. We already knew at some point when it got to this stage, Sam was still going to have some cards up his sleeve, if you know what I mean.
But, Listen, listen. The other thing I think we have to look at, while we get caught up in all the political drama and everything else, you know, Nordea traveled all over the Caribbean. Our cost of living here is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay? And I'm telling, if we start doing some cost comparison, in the last year, I've been to a number of our Caribbean counterparts. So not just the big ones like Jamaica and Trinidad, but small islands. These are small islands that have issues with shipping and everything just like us. But the cost of stuff, nowhere near what we paying.
Nope.
Absolutely nowhere near.
Because they, you know, you got to connect their dots and connect our dots. You know, that kind of way?
You know, it's what Bahamians are paying just to live. When at the grocery store. Okay, when I tell you I walk into the grocery store, because I had to do all the shopping for our hospitality suite that we did. And so I'm shopping for a group of hundreds of people who can party after the conference is over for 5 nights.
Right.
Okay, Naughty? And when I tell you I spent $700 total in a grocery store, and I had not three trolleys, you know, them big things that you carry your luggage on,
the porters
carry in the airport. I had about 6 of them, and I spent $700 yen.
Yeah, over here.
What is it?
That's puku bucks.
Okay, and I said, kids. And I'm at a grocery store across the street from a hotel. And the local one. That's the one that every time is expensive.
Right.
Okay?
You got
$700 can't buy you a trunk for the grocery.
We need to refocus and reprioritize, man.
For real. Because these poor people out here, I tell people, I don't know how they make it. I make money and I ain't making it. So how are they making it?
Boy.
How are they making it?
Hey.
You know? Anyway, we'll see what happens. But it's guess, you know, again, we'll get the distractions with the political stuff. And then football season is going to start, and all these Dolphins will forget the day after the ski turn and center and the school and everything else. And they'll be talking about this all year. Y'all Cowboy fans will be trying to talk
just about it. Back at 5 o'clock, please. Okay? I mean, I'm trying to still remain cool with you, but, you know, I'm waiting for the next dog loss, right, so I can jump all over you.
I'm literally an hour off the plane, so I can get me some sleep.
Yeah, go get you some sleep, man, and I appreciate the call, man. All right, be safe, all right? Always good to hear from you, man. And give my regards to all those pharmacists that held it down, all right? Tell them we're proud of them, all right?
Definitely.
All right, bro, be safe. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. And we got commercials, right? So I mean, you checked it, right? It's clean, right? You better check it. Once you check it, then we'll play it. We go to this call. I do this call, you check it. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey.
Bucky.
What's going on, you goblin meister, ratchet mouth, bucket jaw? Boy, look at you. You was a part of that comedy show on Saturday night, boy. You was a big part of that.
But Naughty, I had to put on a side of the road because it rained, and I'm trying to use my cellular in the car, and it was a wonderful show as far as I saw. You heard what happened, eh?
Yeah, but I heard you had, you know, you had several cocktails, and then you had to call it a night.
I didn't call it a night. I didn't have a cellular cocktail. I told the fella, mix me a light gin and tonic, because I've been through that doggone whole week of, I'm a golden thing.
Right.
I saw you came on, you remember I said Sparky in the house?
I heard you up, yeah, and I saw you.
And then you cussed me out. I thought I could have cussed, but you cussed me right out.
I'm a ratchet jaw myself, you know, in my own environment, in my own element, you know, you want to jump up and be part of the show, make you part of the show.
No, hey, Naughty, the next thing I knew was the fellow who asked you or introduced the show, one fellow, a little short spot fellow, came on after you.
Right.
Now, you know how to walk, you know, I was going with the doubt and the knee problem to get upstairs.
Right.
And I was in the hall room waiting before y'all was reaching.
Right.
And I saw when you open up, I saw the little short fat fella came behind you. And then Naughty, the other fellas was to come to be the part of the show. I was sitting in there. Naughty, the next thing I know, I was downstairs in the lobby in a white couch.
Yep.
With all kind of people from the ambulance department around me, checking me out, my blood pressure, my all that kind of thing.
Oh, that ambulance was for you, Ace Barkey.
That was me. I don't know what happened. Naughty, I don't know what really happened. I know my friend Angela said I was sitting on the side and all of a sudden I just cropped right out.
Yes, Sparky.
Well, what happened? They said, but four people lift me downstairs. The ambulance come, check all my vitals and everything. And then I come to. Hello.
So when you heard me, when I saw you downstairs, that was after all that ambulance combustion?
That was me.
Because you take a picture with me and all, man, and...
No, I got a picture of you earlier when you was going in.
Yeah.
And I got a picture of Sawyer Boy, too.
Yeah.
The next thing I know, I was downstairs in the lobby with two attendants from an ambulance. One fella pricked my finger to check my sugar. The ambulance guy checked my doggone blood pressure. And on all my vital signs, everything was all right. The woman said, we need to take you to the PMH. I say, the pressure don't go over to the PMH. Why the hell should I go there? I tell her, I don't want to go to the PMH because I don't know what happened. I might come out with COVID. Next thing I know, my friend who I was with, she pulled up to the front door. I would like to thank Naughty, the manager of business. I don't remember, come in.
Yeah.
And then my fellow named Mr. Johnson, a security guard.
Carl is part of the old school crew, man. Carl is part of our crew, man, the original crew. That's why she knows what she's doing.
Angela, my friend who brought me there, she pulled up in the car out there. And I apologized to Angela because we spent $45 for tickets. And we never really got to see the show.
Well, guess what? Whenever you feel up to it, man, you bring your homegirl Angela over by Jokers, and I can treat you all through to the show, all right?
But what I'm saying is, Naughty, I done called the management of Breezes this morning, and the night manager, Ms. Carla Menz, and Mr. Ferguson, the security guard, I want them to put them on the board of directors, give them a promotion, give them a pay raise, because they took care of the Bucket Mouth Master.
Thank you very much, Bucket Mouth. Now go and sin no more.
Naughty.
Yeah.
That's good, Naughty. I did not get to see the show.
Well, I can make sure I get you a copy of the show, and I can get you another live show, but I got to get to the break, Sparky. I'm glad you're feeling better. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Naughty. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good, you know. Now, back to national issues.
Thank you.
Tell me, who tell this administration? I don't know the people don't know who the prime minister is, but regardless of what they prorogue our house for, just call election, because it's obvious the entire Bahamas is just tired of all of them. Okay? All. And don't tell me this person is a good person. No, because if they were a good person, they would stand up and speak out when skullduggery is being done. Okay? They would stand up and speak out for us, the Bahamian people. Please, I don't care why they prorogued the house. Okay?
That's called action. You're done.
It's utter nonsense. But tell them, please, just call election. We tired of it. Tired.
I haven't got to ask you where you can vote.
I want my T-shirt. I'm a Bahamian.
Ah.
I want my T-shirt. I will march if I got to put on four T-shirts and no jeans. How about that?
Anyway, Mr. Producer said he liked the sound of no jeans. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. We're going to get to the break. Appreciate your call. We're going to take a quick break. Flip it out of the break. We'll get into the news. After the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock talking sports. Great first hour, y'all. Keep it right where you got it. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee, up to $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I gotta buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Shavara Roka Enias, Chikchani Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award would definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple of weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what, I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Thank you.
Monday, August 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Double check for the Pearl. He's trying to zoom in, so we'll hear from the Pearl shortly, I'm sure. Let's get to the phone lines real quick before we get to Pearly. Let's get this out of the way real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hey.
What's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Radio, man. I was trying to get a little early, but anyway.
What you got for me, man?
Well, you know, your caller who called with this pharmacy thing, I think he missing the boat. We have to say things when it's not right, you know, so I'm behind what he tried to say.
We got to say when right is right and wrong is wrong, for real.
Thank you. We got set back and, you know, them days over. So things may be good with him for now, but you know, you can't play around coming down later on down. Cause,
and not when it affects me and you in the long run.
It is, you know. And I will say this, Naughty. He could prolong, perform, whatever he wants to call it. If they don't move people from immigration, then they got a problem. See, the two things for affecting the Bahamian people right now, maybe a little more, but these two, the immigration issue and also BPL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, people they running on by the generator, running on where it is. Well, the generators haven't been there for years. Nobody was complaining. But the main issue, what Bahamian have a problem with, is the high cost of electricity bill.
And the load shedding.
Yeah, the main cost. And now they running on, but oh, they leave the generator outside. Well, where these fellas been who was supposed to see these things being done right before they released the generator? You understand where you coming from?
Yeah.
Nobody speak up saying that. Now, all of a sudden, oh, they finding fault with this government and all kind. Man, look here, we got to, like I say, what really affects the real fact of the payment is a high cost of light bill. You know?
Right.
So if he don't get that right, and he don't move well, he in plenty problem when come next election. I can tell him that. Because immigration does always stick to the Bahamian heart. You know?
That is a big hot topic issue for most Bahamians.
That always could be a topic because we refuse to do some things in place. Benson Naughty, you open the paper every day. You see about 6-7% getting citizenship. Every day. You ever check the obituary when these people die? You see how much children in his house?
Yeah.
Huh? So we continue on that run, we're going to lose our country. And I think you need to stop giving them citizenship and start giving them some permanent residence. You know?
And have more of a control on that as well.
Yeah, man. But see, you can give away a country. All right, the other day, I saw a gentleman, he died. That gentleman had 14 children. Another day, I seen a obituary, a young lady. She had 9 children. And these people ain't born here. You know? They got big and bold where they from. 9. Huh? And only 34. Huh? So, we keep on that run. We gonna soon lose the country. And you know, but then again, the cost will even be high. They ain't talking nothing about that. You listen to them. You know what I'm saying? Anything, but we getting this light bill down?
Crickets. Nothing.
Everybody talking about the generator ain't running. First time when they run on with the 2 generator, I thought it wasn't working at all. But now the generators is waking. Now all of a sudden, something with the building, and they see they trying to divert the real issue. The real issue is the cost of the light bill, Naughty.
Yep.
That's a big issue.
Immigration is another one. Crime is another one.
Yep. Immigration. That's number one. Number two is because see when the light bill go up, the cost of living go up.
And
the former administration, they had something set where the oil prices could stay at one limit.
Yeah, but they didn't pay no attention to that hedge.
No.
And now, you know, they hedged us out. Now we sweating and we paying bills.
Right, because you know why they ain't paying no attention. To fill up somebody else's pocket.
Yeah, you've done connect the dots, man. That's the next
thing. Yeah, man. Yeah, brother. I old enough to figure these things out.
Well, we understand.
And then they turn around and they try to say, oh, they oversighted. And, man, he got to shuffle and move some people. If he don't do that.
Fire some too if needs be.
Man, look here. Let's get to room. I could tell him some people he can move.
Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
All right, be safe. Always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, let's get up into the sports. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. On this day, August 14th, a lot of stuff happening. We got Pearly chimed in yet?
I've been here a long time, and I listened to you and your caller talk for the longest. Yeah. Right, let y'all get off.
Anyhow. When you saw us for me, they get off, but you just hear me, so why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that to get off. That's
a lot happened on this day, man. 1903, Jim Jeffries defeated Jim Corbett in the 10th round to retain the world heavyweight title in San Francisco. 1936, the first basketball competition for a gold medal was held at the Olympic Games in Berlin, Germany. The U.S. defeated Canada 19-8. Wow. 1937, the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns set an American League record for most runs scored combined in a doubleheader with 36. 1958, Vic Power of Cleveland stole home twice during the same game. 1959, the first meeting was held to organize the American Football League. 1961, the Philadelphia Phillies extended their losing streak to 17 games with a loss to the Chicago Cubs. 1971, Bob Gibson of the St. Louis Cardinals threw a no-hitter against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was the first no-hitter of Forbes Field in 61 years. 1974, the NFL Players Association ended their seven-week strike. 1976, a charity softball game began for the Community General Hospital in Monticello, New York. The game was eventually called off due to weather after 30 hours. The final score was Gagger's Diners 491 to Bend and Elbows Tavern's 467. That's a lot of runs in 30 hours, you know, Pearly.
That's a whole lot.
That's 900 and some runs, man.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a lot.
Boy, and a lot of beer, too. Listen, man, I'd have to roll with Bend and Elbows Tavern. You know what I mean?
True.
That means the clock tailing. To heck with the score. 1977, the New York Cosmos and the Fort Lauderdale Strikers played a game in front of 77,961 at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. It was the largest crowd to witness a soccer game in the United States. The Cosmos beat the Strikers 8-3.
That was 1977, you say, right?
Yeah, 77.
I was there. I was there, Naughty.
That's with all the Giorgio Chinaglia and Pele and
Giorgio
all of them
playing. Giorgio Chinaglia and Franz Beckenbauer and Pele.
Beckenbauer and Pele, yeah. And they played against a lot of their strikers who had some decent players, too.
Yes, I was there. My cousin Ronald and my cousin Mark from New York, live in New York. Ronald Duff and Mark Duff took me to the game. I was there, Naughty.
Go on, then.
That's exciting.
There you go. That's a long time ago, too. 1979, Lou Brock got his 3,000th hit. 1986, Pete Rose of the Reds had his 4,256th and last base hit in a game against the San Francisco Giants. 1987, Mark McGwire set the record for home runs by a rookie when he connected for his 49th home run of the season. And sports quote of the day, besides pride, loyalty, discipline, heart, and mind, confidence is the key to all the locks. Joe Paterno.
Joe Pa.
There you go. And that's the wrap right there on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, Pearly. Let's jump into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, man. And we got a lot to talk about, Pearly. Now, on Friday, you broke the story. And, you know, you kind of brought everybody up to snuff with the suspensions vetted out. Greg Burrows Sr. and Jr. from the Bahamas Baseball Association.
Yes.
Since then, today, I have received a letter from the Babe Ruth League Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
And this is out of their international headquarters in Hamilton, New Jersey. Phone number and fax and address fully available for you. And it reads, Prime Minister Philip Davis, Cecil Wallace Whitfield Center. Babe Ruth League is aware of the action being taken by the Bahamas Baseball Association. It is important to inform all parties concerned that we are firmly in support of Mr. Greg Burrows Sr. He will continue in his role as Babe Ruth League Caribbean Commissioner and serve as our liaison to grow the game in the Bahamas and the surrounding region. Babe Ruth League has had a very good working relationship with you, your ministers, and the BBA, and which we have all focused on bringing tourism through baseball to your great country. As we discussed a few weeks ago, we hope to continue bringing additional tournaments and opportunities to the Bahamas. In our opinion, the BBA's action is punitive and severe for a volunteer who has served the sport and the Bahamas with class for the better part of his life. With his dedication to the sport, many players have graduated from Freedom Farm, Babe Ruth League, and represented your country either in Major League Baseball or at other internationally recognized events. The community benefited from our event through tourism, as well as the completion of the Andre Rogers Stadium and the renovation of the Blue Hills Complex. We would hope to return to the Bahamas for the 2024 Babe Ruth League Caribbean Regional Tournament under our Regional Commissioner, Gregory Burroughs Sr., and continue to support your Sports in Paradise initiative. Robert P. Flaherty, Senior Vice President, Commissioner. And then, of course, it is also forwarded on to Samuel Rogers, President of the BBA, Greg Burroughs, Caribbean Regional Commissioner, and also signed by Michael Solanik, the Commissioner of Babe Ruth. So they've taken a stand for their guy. Go ahead, Charlie. Yeah.
One question. Why are you right now, Prime Minister? Why you ain't right the President of the BBA or the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture? What you writing the Prime Minister for? To me, that letter's a threat. Say, look here, if y'all don't fix this, we ain't coming back. And you know the three words, payments is yours.
Start with a C and end with a C. Well, that's letters. Sorry, my bad. But like I said, obviously everybody has their chance to express themselves on this matter. And I'm glad to know an international body still holds Greg Sr. in such high esteem.
No, I'm not taking away from what they, and let me say it clearly, I'm not taking away from them their views, and I still hold Brother Burroughs in high esteem myself. I am only concerned that international body would pick up and write a letter to
the Prime
Minister.
What happened to the BBA?
These things, and it's like it's, and let me tell you something. That sound too perfect. Did you know about Sports in Paradise and the renovation?
Yeah.
Something. Let me smell.
Now, as far as the renovation to the Blue Hills Playing Complex, all I got to say is lipstick on a pig.
I wasn't going to say it.
That's why I did. Lipstick on
but
a pig.
I've had an opportunity to speak to the BBA. And some things are happening, which I'm not quite at liberty to say yet. But it's going to go to the next level, and they're going to make themselves available to us, Naughty, on Wednesday at 5.
All right, no problem. So that'll be a good convo.
If you're fine with that, they'll make themselves available to us on Wednesday at 5, and they're going to lay all the cards on the table.
Well, it's a good conversation because now it is growing wheels, and we got the good old-fashioned Bahamian. He say, she say, we say, they say, so.
No, but you got to understand, there are governing bodies of baseball worldwide. There's the Caribbean version. There's a body that governs Caribbean baseball, and then above that is the body that governs Caribbean and the Americas baseball, and then above that is the World Baseball and Softball Confederation. Okay, so there are governing bodies that you may have to look at it. I don't know, but on Wednesday at 5. We love the BBA representation there, and they'll give us a little insight on what their next move is and what they intend to do with what we've seen so far.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to that conversation.
You know, I do understand that I was told that, yep, it's not a letter, but the suspensions will stand, and the suspensions are standing.
So no chance of a cut down or an appeal or any of that?
Well, let's see what they have to say on Wednesday.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's fair enough.
In the meantime, on the local front, on more talking Bahamians, Jacquel had a double-double yesterday, and the Liberty clinched the playoff spot. And they're starting to really come together as a team. I'm really, really cool with this.
I'm glad you're cool with it.
Yes.
That was on my...
You know, I've fallen in love with women basketball. I just think it's great.
That was one of my correct picks on the parlay, but a certain team from California...
They're looking good. They beat them quite comfortably.
Who?
It's the Aces. Not the Aces.
No. You missed my shade altogether, my brother. The team in Los Angeles is referring to was a team that wears blue. Did you bleed that same blue for?
There's two different. There's a different blue to Dodger blue. Don't try that. There's a different blue to Dodger blue.
And anyway, all I know is they're supposed to go.
They're supposed to go under a certain amount of runs,
and they let the Rockets score too much.
Since you won't do that, you was teasing me. You look at the standings. You see Arizona them way behind now.
Yeah, I had to goose you early. I don't want you to be that guy. You know.
I'm becoming that guy because
Remember the last time you were that guy,
Jeff. No choking this year, Jeff.
Remember, you were that guy last year at this time.
I was that guy, and I'm getting there slowly but surely.
And how did that end up for you last year?
It didn't end good. It did not end well.
I just want to let you know that.
It did not end well, but that's last year. This is this year.
All right. Well, we got the local scene covered.
But you know what, Naughty? It was quite interesting to see the amount of people that wave me down or hail me down and say they love what you and I do. And they like when we start our little bantering and all that. And they say, gosh, you guys know so much. How do you know so much? I say, read, Bahamas, read.
That message brought to you by Pearly, who's going to shamelessly pick up sack any given moment now.
And then they start asking me about my air fryer.
Yeah, they know about your air fryer, boy. Jesus,
they sure
know
about your air fryer. Say, why they been naughty now? You don't keep no secret when it comes to that air fryer. I say, no.
No, sir. I know when you're chewing, dude. That's what they mean.
That's why I'm trying to be very nice today.
Somebody in the barbershop say, you can hear Pearly but sucking all the grizzle off that chicken.
Oh, yeah, that'd be season right here.
I say, anyhow, yeah, he's a grizzle sucker, all right. Anyhow. Yeah, that was too easy, Pearly. I couldn't get it. Anyway, we got a call. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, please, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty.
Hey, turn your radio down for me, bro.
Yeah, sorry about that. Naughty?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, good day, Pearly.
Proper. You see, we broke it down for you as far as the baseball goes. And the Bahamas Baseball Association will be on Wednesday at 5.
Yeah. You only could do what you could do so far until Wednesday, till we hear the rest of it. But do you guys believe that is how do you say it? Is due for to expect, is realistic for us to expect apology letter in the media, verbally or whatever, from senior Burroughs and junior collectively together. That's just one question. I feel like that's behemoths who do that to behemoths, and it wasn't some foreigners. I feel like that you say BBA. I feel like they felt embarrassed. I feel like these guys, them, in spite of how we feel about them, and we still know they have a lot to offer. Was carrying on like they was above the law and they was in respect and authority. And it sounded like, I don't think we would have liked that if our team was away and for whatever reason, it had come off like that. And thank goodness the police didn't get involved, but though it sounded like they should have been involved because it feels like the catcher or the umpire felt like threatened, like it was reported in the news. It felt like the BBA or the people who made the decision felt embarrassed.
We know that Marcellus Hall is a certified, internationally certified umpire. Let's say the tournament is in Puerto Rico next year or Curaçao, and that happens. We'll be in uproar here. We'll be wanting to load a plane up to go get Marcellus to protect him. We'd be saying, see more CYC and all kind of stuff to people on Facebook and TikTok and all that stuff, defending him.
It sounds like Burroughs came out
next
time to
put
it down. And us humans, until we go into it, we wouldn't know. And then your family member or whatever we feel, and then we know we this our town, and we big man them in this town and stuff like that. But they had enough time to cool down. I expect an apology letter. In spite of how I feel, I respect Mr. Burroughs. I don't know his son like that.
His son did put out an apology letter of his own after the incident.
Yeah, why we ain't that I ain't see everything else being reported except them part of it. You understand? Yeah, but I glad it wasn't foreigners who made the judgment call. I think it's a little steep. And I don't know how we could afford to don't have Mr. Burroughs and his son involved in baseball in this town.
They can still run their Freedom Farm program, which is a good program.
Excuse me,
but
it sounds like, yes. Well, unless the Freedom Farm ain't under the BBA.
That's an independent league, so they would be able to have the Freedom Farm series season.
Yeah.
And would they normally do that, but they won't be able to bring in a sanctioned international tournament.
Oh boy. But listen, I don't know, maybe this thing is repercussion, or I think it's karma, but it may be repercussion. And I don't know. I think rather than the what they name the Babe Ruth people, them writing the Prime Minister and all of that, I think we just wish this whole thing didn't go on that far, and cooler heads would have prevailed. You understand? I think it's embarrassing internationally and locally. And we got to respect them people who made that decision. In spite we think it's steep, we need to respect it. It's sad. The whole situation is sad.
It is.
I wait to listen to what they have to say Wednesday.
All right, Paul, but thanks for listening as always, man. Good stuff. I mean, that's like I say, I really now would like to hear from them on Wednesday, too. You know what I mean, Preddy? So we can have that conversation, the conversation.
The conversation. They've agreed to come on Wednesday at 5, so they'll have that powwow. Perhaps I will. I might even join you in studio.
There you go, man. That sounds like a plan. Now, here's the deal.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we'll have to work it out.
Okay. All right.
Here's something now that as we slide to who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Now I can officially say this, and big up to Chef Carmen and the crew. He's going to be on the show, too. They're doing big things with their dividends and stuff, too.
This is some of the papers that they're getting ready to do a store on Carmichael Road.
Yeah, man. Listen to the Tropical Gyro, okay. Like I say, man, is mighty impressive.
It's like obvious. That's obvious influence, you know?
Yeah, man. So, how about this one? Okay, text who just chimed in. The suspensions were issued by the Bahamas Baseball Association. For Greg Burroughs Sr. was 5 years. For Greg Burroughs Jr. was 15 years. And now it's handed down by the Bahamas Baseball Association. But like I said, they'll be on Wednesday, the 5 o'clock hour. So we'll have that discussion. Now, here's something that I got to say, Pearly.
You want to say, Pearly, you're the greatest? Go ahead, man. Say it. I know it's been a long, hard for you to say. Be good to say
you
it.
Are the,
oh, something else?
You are
something
the
else?
Greatest
sorry,
when it
go
comes
ahead,
to
else.
Filling in for me. You are the greatest ever of my illustrious career. I want to let you know that. You are the Earl Morrill to my Greasy. And I say that because you would appreciate that. And
I
know that's not an insult. That is to anybody who knows the Dolphins, Earl Morrill won them, what, 12 out of 13 of the perfect game?
Yep.
Greasy got injured early. Morrill took him the rest of the way. Then Greasy came in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Perfect season.
And the season remained perfect. All right. So I say now all of that to say this. Breaking news. I want to thank Ezekiel Elliott for his time in Dallas. Honest to God, I do. And I
really good.
And he's now ended up with the New England Patriots. He's going to sign a deal. So he's going to end up in New England. Him and Ramondre Stevenson are going to be a nasty combination in New England, especially in the cold weather. No. I'm not saying that they're going to beat the Dolphins or beat the Bills, but I think they're going to be more competitive in that division, Pearly. And you know, in New England against other teams, in that weather, when you run that football in the cold, Belichick know what to do with two good running backs.
Yeah, 1 year, $6 million. Okay, not bad.
All right, a lot of running backs hot with Zeke for that too. 1 year, $6 million, but they hot with him. You get all
the
$6 million?
No, because what the Dow does is that Vaughn could come and say, listen, he gets six, you can't give me six, they give me eight. So it may push some people's money up. Because most people are hovering around paying you six. That's what they're hovering around paying six. So I'd be only giving you six. So we get Zeke gets six. Come on. My numbers are better than Zeke next year. I got to get a little more than that. So last year. So, you know. I see Jonathan Taylor returning to Colts camp.
Yeah, I do, man. And like I told everybody weeks ago on this show, it was much to do about nothing with Zach Martin. I told you, Gerald was going to open up the checkbook and at some point say, Mr. Zach, come on into the office, Zachary. Zachary, let's get this done. I don't like to see a big man crying. There's the checkbook, Zachary. We're going to give you some more money on the last 2 years of your contract to make you happy. And you can go head on and come back to camp. And where's Zachary now, Pearlie? In camp. And who told you that this is where it's going to end up? This guy did. Me. You remember that?
I'm having a little internet problem. Just give me 1 second. I got to sort something out.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, let's go to that first break there, Mr. Producer. And then as soon as we get that sorted out, we'll come right back at you right here on the Monday, August 14th edition of Talking Heads.
As a parent and pediatrician, I know how important it is to keep our little ones up to date with their childhood immunizations. When your little ones are immunized, they have protection against diseases like
measles, whooping cough, and polio, which has
a treatment or cure. When the immunized child is exposed to the germs that cause these diseases, their immune system is prepared to fight immediately, preventing sickness and even death. Parents have been doing this for years to protect their children. Now it's your turn to keep your little one safe.
Vaccines are essential for new and returning students. As you begin back-to-school preparations, ensure that your children's vaccinations are up to date. All vaccines are available at all public health clinics.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back to school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your
$1 fee.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on the Monday, August 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6. Purdy's in the building. Purdy, real quick, we got to get to the picks because obviously we got Rich Eisen taking us home today with Overreaction Monday, and he's breaking down everything on the Cowboys, Packers, Bears, Saints, Raiders, 49ers, Jets, and Eagles from over the weekend.
I'm not going to hate my head too much for that, but preseason, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to, you know, talk about some quarterbacks. Jordan Love, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. Yeah, and Trey Lance looked horrible for San Francisco.
Yeah, but that's all right. I mean, yeah.
Can you see them trying to make him look bad so they can just get him out of the equation real quick? Don't give
him necessarily.
Any,
they ain't playing
don't
all
give
the
him anything but
the
run, but
line,
just a garbage vanilla offense. I don't know. And look like they want Purdy to be that starter and Donald to be the backup. That's what it looked like to me. Purdy, there you put us on mute. I heard something frying a deep fat fryer. I heard something sizzling. Deep fat fryer burning up something. Honey garlic and something. That's what happened. And you're on mute. But anyway. I send that to you then, Mr. Producer. That's the final 12 with Rich Eisen today on Overreaction Monday. Let's have a gander at, you finished burning up yourself in the fryer?
No, it was not. I keep pressing mute for some reason. I don't know why.
Your face too fat. That's what happened.
No, then the next thing about it is, the garbage people don't come through this area often. And I just...
Well, you got that problem too, right?
And all of a sudden, they just pull up their sound mic. That's the noise you hear.
Yeah, people in the area was telling me the same thing, man.
No, man, they got to stop, man. They're supposed to come twice a week. They come and they feel like coming.
Twice
they come
a
Monday.
Monday.
They may come a Wednesday. And I keep telling them, I say, this is Chippingham. You don't leave garbage out in Chippingham. Else you're going to be raking all day the next morning.
Yes, sir. Anyway, speaking of raking, who wants to rake in some money on a parlay or two?
Let's see, rake in some money with our friends at Island Games. Eh?
Correct. All right. And the Island Game always reminds you to, play responsibly. And listen, you got a couple of great games tonight. Marlins and Astros. Ooh, that's a tough one.
I like the Marlins, you know.
I like them, too, for some strange reason. I like them to get it done, especially after the 5. They played it last night in the 9th to beat the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, as a Yankee fan, that's rock bottom right there.
Yeah.
Pack it up, break out the checkbook, get to buying in the offseason. Start the shopping spree.
Oh, Lord. I feel so sorry.
But anyway. No, you don't. Nor would I feel for the Dodgers, so it's all good. Mets and the Pirates. I like the Pirates.
They've
been playing good ball. A bunch of young dudes playing good ball.
Man, the Mets looked bad this week, last weekend.
My God.
They got shut out 7-0 on Friday night, 21-3. In the first game on Saturday, then 6-0, then get it. But they look bad.
Wait, they look terrible. Braves and the Yankees. I like the Braves to win that one.
I like the Yankees.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Cardinals, I like the Yankees tonight.
Cardinals and the A's. I like the Cardinals to beat anybody against the A's. I got to pick them, so I got to go with the Cardinals.
Basically.
Rangers and the Angels. Rangers, let me down. They had a good one yesterday and lost it in the last inning.
Sure is. Max pitching tonight.
And the Angels. I like the Rangers over the Angels. Royals and the Mariners.
I tell you, Mark Scherzer used to pitch in the night, so that's a done deal.
Mariners over the Royals. I like the Mariners.
I like the Mariners. They're playing good ball.
Rockies and the Diamondbacks. I don't know, boy. Rockies might take
care of them. We embarrassed the Rockies this weekend by sweeping them. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I think they got something for the Rockies, for the Diamondbacks tonight. The Diamondbacks ain't playing great ball.
Padres and the Orioles. I like the Orioles in this one.
They got, because Hugh Darvish pitching. They trying to say, you know, Hugh Darvish has been pitching well, but he just ain't getting the wins. I like the Orioles. I believe the Orioles are for real.
There you go. And you got the Giants and the Rays. I like the Rays to get it done tonight.
Yeah, the Giants win here, lose two, win here. I like the Rays tonight.
Oh, and a text just came in. What that Dodger got frying today? Honey what? Sound like honey finger? Because it sound like finger was burning in that fryer.
Tell Jeff behavior. He just had to mess with me.
I like Jeff. Jeff's a good people.
You know what I mean? That Dodger, that Sacco, that chipping on boy, he talking about that's Jeff. You know
Jeff
that's
is
Jeff.
Good people's man. Yeah, he's a good dude. That's
good guy, good guy. I mean, terrible choice in teams as a Yankee, but that's fine.
Anyhow, you know what? On that note, I'm going to bid you adieu, my brother. Go finish burning up whatever you're gunny garlicking in the fat fryer. We're going to take the break, and Rich Eisen could take us home with this Overreaction Monday.
Darren Gruesome, you know when the garbage, if you leave, they just leave the extra stuff on the ground. I got to go rig that up now.
Got to go get the garbage juice.
Yeah.
Some people might say that, not maybe some. Anyway, I'll leave that.
Right there.
That's for
right
the 4 there. O'clock right hour. There. That's for the 4 o'clock right hour. There.
We'll talk soon.
Mañana. Y'all be safe. Mr. Producer, take us to the break. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao, ciao.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweetened Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweetened Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them.
Okay, school bag. Books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I got to buy snacks, too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come
Play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game Show. Put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
What's up, guys? Everybody good?
We're good, Chris.
We're good. TJ. You should feel good. You got two running backs. Deuce Vaughn's going to have a better year than Tony Pollard.
That's nuts.
I mean, come on. Did you watch this guy run?
That's nuts.
What do you have? Tony Pollard's hurt. This guy's out there.
Tony
making
Pollard
moves.
Would be fine.
Look, Chris.
He's like Darren Sproles 2.0. Bam, 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 bam. Touchdown.
I pray you're right. I don't care who has the better year. I just need them both to ball out.
Dude. That's an overreaction of the first variety. I have a third overall pick in my fantasy draft
Deuce
with my
Vaughn.
Buddies, and it is in a non-PPR league, 10 teams. I am hoping when it snakes back around, they just are like you, Pollard's hurt, and I get to snag Tony Pollard with my second choice in this draft. I will be all over him. Like the proverbial rat on cheese. How many times have I been pounding this table over the last couple of years saying they don't use him enough?
I will say this. No one with a microphone in front of their mouth has been a champion of Tony Pollard more than you
over the past two seasons.
Where's it gotten you?
Once again, I cape for him, and I'm going to remove my glasses now so you know it's not Clark Kent. Seriously. Deuce Vaughn had a very nice weekend, and I hope nothing but
the best
successful career for him, and that this is an indication he can be successful. Overreaction. What else do you have, Chris? Let's move on.
Let's go to my NFC North pick this year. Jordan Love's going to lead the Packers. NFC North title.
I think you could say that for sure. I think that is.
My man looked good.
I think you can say that for sure. I think this is entirely possible.
Christian Watson didn't even play.
I'll do a what's more likely. What's more likely? He leads them to a division title, or that not only leads them to a division title, he becomes the third first ballot Hall of Famer in a row to play Green Bay Packers.
So we're just going to look 20 years down the line here.
He has the same career path as Aaron Rodgers.
So we'll end up on the Jets?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And then the Vikings?
Why not?
And then the Vikings?
Yeah. So, correct. I would say...
Jordan Love is nice.
No, I say that's entirely possible. And anybody that discounts him based on what you're hearing or seeing, just assume he's going to be less than Aaron Rodgers. So this team will then be less than what Aaron Rodgers has been able to do with the Packers and the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. I think you're sadly mistaken. This anything can go, anything goes league. That is not an overreaction. What else, Chris?
You know who's super nice also in the NFC North? Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. Top five MVP coming this year.
That's an overreaction. That's an overreaction. And you know coming in, so he will, because now you can have actual finishers, one through whatever. There's points assigned, I believe, in the MVP voting now.
My man had a perfect passer rating over the weekend.
I get it. This is still a league where Allen and Mahomes and Hurts
That's three.
You know.
I said top Herbert, five. I said top five.
Herbert.
Prescott.
Prescott.
How about this one?
Jones.
Dude, more likely to be an MVP candidate from the Cowboys, not Prescott, Micah Parsons.
Hey, let's go.
That's more likely that he's so dominant that he gets votes for MVP.
Oh, God, if you're listening.
I'd even say it's more likely that Micah Parsons finishes top five in MVP than Justin Fields.
I'll take that.
Now, that you is that an overreaction? Which one's more of an overreaction? What I said or you?
Because the defensive player isn't winning MVP ever again.
Understood, but top five? Top five?
I'll take that bet.
Okay. What else, Chris? How great would I be? How great would that be if I'm right?
Rich, if Micah wins MVP, what are we doing?
If Micah wins MVP, oh my goodness, that means we're going to win the Super Bowl.
The two are not related.
That's true as well. By the way, everything we've just said can be true. All of it. All of this could be true. Justin Fields could still be top five. Same with Micah Parsons, and it may not translate to either of them making the Super Bowl.
Well, the Super Bowl is a long ways away, but you know who's in for a long season? Russell Wilson behind that Broncos offensive line.
Hey. What?
I know, but Glinchy's not playing.
Russell Wilson's war.
Wilson on his back.
I don't know, man. All season. And Sean Payton, we trust. David Shaw was on earlier this hour, and he says he's not concerned. I'll just buy in on that and say that's an overreaction after one preseason week. What else, Chris? Onward. Onward.
Derek Carr is going to have the Saints back in the playoffs.
I think that's a good overreaction. One where I'll say it's potentially an overreaction, but I'll say yeah. I'll say yeah.
So a proper reaction.
He looked good, didn't he?
He looked real good.
He looked sharp. So did Jameis, by the way.
Jameis is a starting quarterback.
Dude.
He's the best backup in the league.
Well, not until Sam Darnold is.
Yeah, still no. It'll still Jameis, be Jameis
is better than Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I'll say that, of course, the Saints can be. This division's wide open. Of course the Saints can win it. Of course Derek Carr can get it back. I don't think that's an overreaction. But it was good to see the Saints look like that.
Can't guard Mike.
And by the way, did you see the Chiefs? Chiefs had that game won, and then instead of taking a knee, you know, called an offensive play up one, and the Saints picked it off and won at the final gun.
Results of preseason games do not matter.
I know that. That's why they're you know, Andy's like, we're going to use this moment as a live rep.
The Lions went undefeated the year they went 0-16.
And all I kept thinking is, like, Eagles fans are like, really? That's your clock management now?
Yeah, you're right about preseason.
Look, where was that 7 months ago?
The Ravens have never lost a preseason game in history. Right?
24 so, in a row.
24
they won.
In a row.
That's weird. Crazy.
That's so weird.
What else, Chris?
You know who looked really good? Aiden O'Connell.
He did.
He's going to win more games for the Raiders this year than Jimmy G.
Get out of here. That is stupid. Although, how about the fact that
he's wearing number four?
How about they gave him Derek Carr's number?
Why did they do that?
That is cold.
The disrespect is real.
That's.
Does McDaniels just hate Derek Carr?
That is. You can't even say it's ice cold. Like, whatever the coldest temperature there is, what is it? Is it Kelvin? I don't know. I'm terrible at science. Like, I was terrible at the green wedge. Sorry, Mike Hoskins is telling me my year. What is it? Absolute zero. I don't know. Sub-zero. Whatever it is. How do they give him Derek Carr's number? Like, hey, Derek, thanks for the memories. We're giving it to Aiden O'Connell, who, by the way, looked really good.
Ballin'.
But get out of here.
Rich,
what? Because you think Jimmy G's going to get hurt? Okay. What else you got over there?
We should just stick to the scale we know, the petty scale.
That is petty.
You know?
That's up there.
We can gauge that.
It's not Richard. It's more Tom.
Yeah,
right.
Tom
is two and Richard's the king.
So Richard is top. Okay. Yeah,
it's definitely more than Bryce.
Yeah, or Lori.
Right.
Trey Lance needs a change of scenery. It's just not going to happen. It's never going to happen in San Francisco. Just ask to go somewhere else.
I can't sit here and say that, Chris. It's a reasonable reaction. How does that sound? But it's an overreaction. This is a team that last year had Jimmy G currently, 1 year ago now, snap to it. He was on another field. Like, maybe right around now is when it kind of got in their heads, like, maybe we could use Jimmy G.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.